This is the third and final part of a three-part podcast interview with Lara Haberberger. She is the co-founder, executive director, and artistic director of Brazen-Faced Varlets. And in this section, she talks about how the current offering, Shakespeare's La Pucelle, was developed. And I read something interesting that just seems so timely. Ultimately, out of all the quote-unquote crimes that she could have been convicted of, maybe a military crime or a political crime or religious heresy, I guess the crime was she was a cross-dresser. And as I read it, but correct me if I'm wrong, in order to prevent being raped when she was in prison among a bunch of men, she wore men's clothing, you know, with pants and a belt, so she would be less vulnerable. And that was her great crime.
Well, actually, that is true. And I forgot to mention Carolyn Gage, who we've done two of her shows, did a one-woman piece also and talked about that specific incident where she was in prison and made sure to wear men's clothing so that she would not be attacked by the men who were imprisoning her.
Speaking of what women wear, big kudos to the rather, simple and, as far as I could tell, fairly affordable costume that Stephanie Warnick wears. We thought it was tremendously clever. I guess she has, some sort of black tights underneath, but then whatever it was, 5 yards of gray cloth with a hole cut in for a head. And then depending on how she pins it up and ties her belt, it becomes different costume. It was really clever. Did you do that?
Yes, we put a lot of thought into that, actually. Thank you. We're trying to find something that she could move in, but something that could give the appearance of, a tunic or a dress or prison garb. So, and then the gray represents, a prison uniform along with armor.
Well, it worked out really well. And as I say, kind of with your mission of let's keep it affordable.
Yes. One thing that you had mentioned that this isn't a play that is done a lot. I remember hearing you and Anthony Chase on Theater Talk talking about there were 5 or 6 different productions of Romeo and Juliet happening in the area. And I'm very happy that we were able to stage partially a play that does not get done very much at all, and to give people an opportunity to see some of Shakespeare's other work, to see the breadth of what he could do.
Who actually put together La Pucelle? I mean, went to Shakespeare's Henry VI and pulled out the Joan of Arc parts and turned it into a play?
We did, actually. Stephanie, Heather Fangsrud, who's the other co-founder, and she stage managed it, and Rachel Perino, who does our publicity. The four of us would actually sit around for a month going through the actual text, the original Henry VI Part 1, pulling out the Joan stuff, seeing what worked, and then seeing what stuff we had to add back in of the original to make sure that the audience would understand what was happening in the play, along with trying to figure out how to make Joan's transitions work, because as she goes from one character to the other, we need to make sure it's smooth and that it's doable.
So, after La Pucelle closes in August, what's next for Brazen-Faced Varlets?
We're very excited to announce that we'll be doing Paula Vogel's Desdemona, a play about a handkerchief, and that's going to happen October 13th through the 29th at Rust Belt again. This is Paula Vogel's adaptation of Shakespeare's Othello play. We won an ASI DEC grant for that. And Paula Vogel's play, Indecent, just closed on Broadway, and that play was surrounding the controversy of A God of Vengeance, which is a play that we actually did a few years ago. We're very excited to bring her work back to Buffalo.
Lara Haberberger of Brazen-Faced Varlets. La Pucelle continues this final weekend, August 26, 27 at 2 o'clock over at Rust Belt Books. As you heard, their next play coming up, bringing sort of a different slant, a different point of view to Shakespeare. Lara, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.